This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
We go to the hotline. We welcome in our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, now that you've been to the party, now that you put in the great work that you put in, was I a bad guy for not inviting you to the party, but instead paying you to take pictures at the party?
We got to click on him. You're a bad guy for not clicking on him.
Oh, I thought it was going to be handled.
Hello.
No, absolutely not. I had a great time.
See, Kenny?
I thought the food was lacking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
The pizza was fantastic. I mean, it was the stereotypical Lima party, pizza and booze.
Yeah, that's all you really needed.
Yeah, but I couldn't really eat it because I felt like a fat pig around all his friends, so I couldn't eat that.
Why would you say
that? That's why I said the food was lacking.
That's what people do. They
I don't eat in front of people, though. You know that.
He had salad, Ken.
Yeah, there was salad options as well.
Mary Kay ate a salad that I think lasted the entire party. She was working on that salad the entire time.
I mean, you didn't spend the whole party next to the cupcake stand, so
no.
I mean, I don't know why you felt insecure.
Oh, we
cupcakes
had
cupcakes were very
yeah,
large.
Yeah, Kelly's colossal cupcakes were there. Terrific. Well, all in all, Daryl, what was the peak and the pit? The peak and the pit.
I would probably have to say Jason Lloyd.
Well, he had actual pits.
Is he the peak or the pit?
Yeah. As evidenced by the pictures. Daryl, you did a terrific job. You were the hit of the party. Sarah, by the way, said we need to find Daryl a girlfriend.
Oh,
she said you were delightful. She doesn't understand how you could be single.
I've tried.
Okay.
She said, and I said, no, here's what happens. Daryl, we'll put pictures up of everybody, and you know, they'll take shots at me. They'll take shots. There were a few at Mary Kay because we're the hack Browns media journalists. I said, but Daryl always tends to get the most hatred when you're you're clearly the nicest guy of anybody I know.
It's true.
Yet you're the one that gets picked on.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. Well, I mean, that's just part of the job, you know. Hopefully, though, people will be in a lot better moods now that the Browns are actually good.
Yeah.
And we're not, you know, having the laughs at their
But you know what?
It's
not going to be the case because now we're going to be a little tougher on them. Because there are expectations now. So
yeah,
if they lose a game, we're not going to be like, it's the end of the world. But any criticism, I think people are going to say, how can you criticize them? They're good now. They're good. How can you ever criticize a team? But all the good teams get criticized too. That's
yeah,
what happened. The Chiefs lose the Super Bowl. I'm pretty sure their Monday radio show in the morning, I'm sure it wasn't all, hey, at least we got to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, it's about winning the Super Bowl. It's not just about getting there. I mean, obviously, the Browns need to get there. They're one of four teams in the league who haven't gotten there. But, you know, getting there is first and foremost. But once you get there, the pressure is on you to win it because there's no guarantee that you're actually going to get back. Remember in 2016, right? After the Cavs won the title, what were we talking about? Well, how many championships are the Cavs going to win and the Indians going to win and – Well, maybe someday the Browns will be good again. But, you know, I remember people calling the station talking about how the Cavs are going to win 2, 3, 4 championships and the Indians are going to win a couple. And, well, 5 years later, still waiting to see either the Indians or the Browns to hoist a trophy. So it's easy to talk about, as Kevin Stefanski always says, it's harder to go out and do it. And having covered as many playoff runs as I have over the years, you get a different perspective than when you're in a fan, when you're a fan sitting in the stands, hanging out with friends or family, cheering the team on. Yeah, you see behind the scenes, and it those championship runs, those playoff runs, it is a grueling process, and that's why it's special when you're able to win them. So hopefully the Browns will live up to those expectations. Hopefully the pressure of them won't get to them. Hopefully they remain healthy so that they have, because on paper they have what's needed to win a championship, but on paper doesn't really matter. It's what you do on the field. So we'll see what they're able to do this fall. But, they got 6 weeks to, or actually 5.5 weeks to enjoy their summer vacation before they have to get to work.
Dangerous One, Daryl Ryder, joining us on the hotline. Daryl, how long is this window open for this team? If you were to take a guess on how, because it was a conversation, like maybe you got an extension because of how bad 2019 was.
Right.
Because, right, like if Baker were really good in 2019, I think he'd be right on time to get that for, because he's number one pick. He'd be getting right. The extension probably before Lamar and before Josh Allen. And now it's like, well, everybody's going to wait until the end of the year. And I think it kind of elongates the process and actually keeps that window open.
I think the contention window's at least 4 years. Based on the composition of the roster now, the core of the team, and then also, too, the salary cap is going to blow up once the new media money starts filtering in. So that's going to provide even more flexibility. I mean, look, the cap's just over 182 this year. Next year it's going to be just over, I think it's 208 maximum. That's a significant jump. The Browns will be carrying over some cap space, especially after the Sheldon Richardson release. So they're going to have flexibility next year, next offseason in free agency to improve the team. Now, granted, they'll have some losses as well, but they're going to have that flexibility to keep their players and improve the team as this cap continues to rise with that new media money. So I think right now the baseline, Ken, is 4 years. And then the challenge is not only competing during those 4 years, but elongating that window. And, like what the New England Patriots did for two decades, that's not normal. That's an aberration there. The NFL was built for teams to rise and fall on a consistent basis. The problem for the Browns for 20 years is they never could rise. Well, now they've risen, and the challenge for them is to stay up there and to go further than they have or that we saw them last year. I think that this window right now, the baseline for it is the next 4 years for them to be able to win a Super Bowl.
Daryl, we saw the memo come out from Tom Pelissero. He had leaked the memo from the NFL to its players. The NFL's not stupid. You got about a month or just over a month until camp starts. I think this was kind of a, well, you know how difficult life's going to be. We're not saying you have to, but you have a month to make. I would say the NFL saying you got a month to make the right decision on a vaccine here. How do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, they are making it pretty clear where they stand. Yes, it is your personal choice, but your personal choice will have consequences. If you choose not to get the vaccine, then you will have to go through another year like you did in 2020. So, yeah, that is polite of a way to encourage their players to get the vaccines. I know the Browns have made vaccines readily available to their players at their request during the off-season program. Now that everybody has gone off on vacation for the next 5.5 weeks, the ball's basically in their court to get it while they're away. If they've not, Kevin Stefanski would not give us a specific number about how many of the 90-man roster has been vaccinated. However, he did say that over 51, that was one of the reports that came out from NFL Network, that there was the percentage of teams that were over that 51 mark, and the Browns are among them. But, yeah, the league has made it clear. You're better off getting your shots because life, as you know it, during the season is going to be much more palatable for you rather than having to go through all the protocols that you had to last year.
Well, and I also think this is probably something that, whether we agree with it or not, that's not even the question. that it's probably right. better for understanding about getting it because, hey, if Myles Garrett was steadfast and said, I'm not getting this, then I'm using him as an example here. Then okay. I think the Browns would go, well, you know, we're going to have to deal with this, and Myles has made his decision. We're going to have to live with that.
Well, that's a tough one to use, and the only reason I say that is because of some of the news reports I've seen about some of the medical experts saying that if you had COVID, you don't need the vaccine.
Baker doesn't matter, okay? One of the top three, four players. If Nick Chubb, Baker Mayfield, Myles Garrett, Odell, whoever, I'm not getting this. The Browns would make certain concessions. If Mac Wilson came out and said, I'm not getting this, if there's a bubble between he and a player that's been vaccinated, I think every single team in the NFL is probably going to go, well, is this the difference between us being able to conduct our business the way we want to conduct our business? Or are we going to make special changes for this? Are we going to be willing to do that? And I think that's the message being sent, whether that's right or wrong. I don't think grown men want to be told what to do, but that is the message being sent.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, I think there was a GM that had made a comment either offhand or on a podcast or something where he mentioned about, well, you know, if I got to choose between a vaccinated player and not a vaccinated player, I'm going to go with the vaccinated player. And then the league had to come out and say, no, you cannot do that. That's not appropriate, and that's just not how you're permitted to conduct business.
Well, you can't say it out loud.
Right. Thank you. Yeah. That's the thing. You can't say the quiet part out loud. But if we're having a real conversation, if you're talking about the 53rd guy on the roster, Ken, right? And I think that's the point you're trying to make. If you're talking about the 53rd guy on the roster and you're choosing between two dudes, one's vaccinated, one's not, human nature tells me the GM's going to pick the guy that got the shots. Like, I just, you know, if it's Baker, for the sake of discussion, if Baker's the guy that didn't get, then yes, you're going to make concessions because he's the franchise, right?
Yep.
As he goes, the franchise goes. So there is, as you know, in sports and life, there is the double standards and who sets the rules. Not saying it's right, but that is the reality there. But yeah, I would have a hard time actually believing that if a GM was picking the 53rd guy on his roster, that the vaccination status isn't a factor in that. I'm not saying it is. I want to be very clear. I'm not saying it is. It's just human nature. I would have to probably question that, though, in the back of my mind.
Yeah, we got in heated discussion earlier today about whether people are going to be pumped for the NBA Finals now without all the known commodities and without all the super teams. And, you know, now you've got some very unlikely stories emerging. Are you into it? Are you into it more now, or would you have been more into it if it was LeBron versus Kyrie versus Kevin Durant?
I'm more into it now. I'm going to watch now. I haven't watched a lot of the playoffs. When games have been tight, I've turned them on to watch the closing minutes. I watched the closing minutes of that Bucks game the other night. I thought they were going to squander it, and they were able to manage and hang on. But I like the droughts that end. I think that those are great stories. Franchises that haven't won championships in a long time, they get to end their droughts. You're talking about not only are they not the super teams, but they haven't won in a while. So I'm actually intrigued to see how these play out. I am not one of those that subscribes that you have to have the big markets or the super teams to have ratings. I think you can have not only quality conference finals. The Western finals started off with a bang yesterday, in my opinion. I thought that was a fun game to watch. So, yeah, I think that the super teams not being in there is actually good for the NBA.
Who should we adopt? Give us a team the show needs to adopt.
I'm going to go Phoenix Suns. James Jones, the GM, 2016 NBA champion, Cleveland Cavalier. Also the executive of the year.
Trying to put a word thing together for the T-shirt companies.
Yeah, we got to have something, right?
Kleenex. Okay.
Ugh.
That's pretty bad.
Ugh.
That was pretty,
bad. I think you got to go Suns and James Jones, who's their GM now. Yeah.
How invested are you in tomorrow night's draft lottery?
I'm pretty invested. I mean, it's a night that's gonna, I think, make or break, but I think it has the opportunity to push the rebuild forward. if it's a top four pick, I think they got to keep it and use it. If it's below top four, I just don't know another 18-year-old kid is what this franchise needs right now. And I think that Kobe Altman needs to spin that pick off and get some guys in here that can help him win immediately. Because I think everybody's over being the worst team in the NBA. It's time to start winning some games. It's time to give Colin Sexton, Darius Garland, all these young kids that you brought in here, it's time to give them a taste of winning, because right now the culture is one of losing. And I think that at some point, that wears on those young players. I think we saw it with Colin in his first 3 years. There were some moments where it really got to him. So I think it's important that the Cavaliers start winning next year, or next season rather. And if, like I said, top four pick, keep it, because I think you can bring in a really, really good piece to move this thing forward. But below top four, got to spin it off, and you got to get some veteran help in here to help these kids start to win some basketball games.
Spin it for Ben Simmons? Don't answer that
no.
right now.
Oh, no.
He did. He answered.
No.
All right.
No,
don't,
Ben Simmons for me.
Don't tell me why. I gotta say next, okay?
You got it.
All right. See you in hell, Daryl.
Meet you there, Ken.
All right. The dangerous one, Daryl Ryder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.